again, everybody. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. But today on The African Beat, we'll be having a guest, and that is Mr. Andrew Kiley from Sierra Leone. He's a politician and an author. And today we're going to be talking about his political life and as a writer also. And we'll talk about his book, Ponder My Thoughts. All that will be coming on for you and good music. So don't go away, just stay tuned and learn something new. But right now, let's start off today with Yambo, the sound of Salif Keita from Mali. And right after that, Mathematical by Bless and Future from Sierra Leone. Let's check it up right now with Yambo by Salif Keita from Mali. Yambo, Yambo. Yambo, Yambo. Ah, Yambo. Yambo, Yambo.
I'm ready for that.
Just come on me.
I'm not a radical, baby girl, just follow
me.
And Future from Sierra Leone, and before that, Yambo by Salif Keita of Mali. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington, D.C. Don't go away. When I come back, I'll be talking to my guest, Andrew Kiley, the author of the book Ponder My Thoughts from Sierra Leone.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
All right, everybody out there, welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest today is not what you're expecting, actually. He's not a musician, but I tell you, he's got some talent because he's a writer and, of course, he's a politician. So right now, today, he's vying for the flag bearership of the opposition, the Sierra Leone People's Party, SLPP, in Sierra Leone. And my guest is Mr. Andrew Kiley. Welcome to the African Beat, sir.
Thank you very much, David. Pleased to be here.
You're here in the United States. What is your mission?
A politician for the opposition SLPP party. I'm here in the United States to attend the convention of the SLPP in Houston, which I've just attended. And then doing a tour, book signing tour. I've done it in Atlanta and Philadelphia. And then just generally reaching out to Sierra Leoneans to intimate them about what's happening in our country.
You've also written a book.
Yes, I have.
And the title of the book, Ponder My Thoughts.
Yes, Ponder My Thoughts on the Social, Economic and Political Scene in Sierra Leone.
Before we go to the book, let me just ask you. For years, the cultural aspect, the artist, they've been used and misused by politicians in Sierra Leone. They only use them when they need them to gain power. And immediately after that, they start looking at them as dropouts. And nothing good comes out of them. So how would you address a situation like that if you're giving an opportunity?
David, it's a very serious problem. 70% of our youths are either underemployed or unemployed at all. It's one of the most serious problems facing Sierra Leone. I mean, I work for an engineering company. We own an engineering company. And every day I see applications of young people who cannot get jobs. I know the educated ones cannot get jobs. The ones that even the ones that haven't gone very far with education, it's even much worse for them. So it's a serious problem. And there is a big urban migration of these youths. They come into Freetown and they have nothing much to do. They come into other urban areas. Government really has to address some of these problems. It's the biggest problem facing Sierra Leone now.
Yeah, you know, you talked about engineering, and we have an engineering department at our university. And these students come out of there and nothing to do. The other day I was talking to somebody that is doing IT in college, and computers are not even available for these students to learn. Let's touch on that a little bit.
David, this is a serious problem. I can't believe that with a country like Sierra Leone that needs so much infrastructure development, 10% electrification rate, we need to build roads, we need to develop the infrastructure. People could qualify as civil engineers in Frobe College and not get jobs. I can't believe that we have masses of people, students qualifying in other other spheres of work as well that cannot get jobs in the marketplace. Unemployment is a serious problem.
So what would you do differently from this government if you are given the chance to be the next president of Sierra Leone?
I think, first of all, we are one of the only countries in West Coast of Africa, certainly in Africa, that hasn't got a national youth core. And secondly, I think you have to match the educational system to the job market for skills that people need. You also need to develop the local content policy. There is a policy already called the local content policy that gives a legway to Sierra Leoneans to be able to get jobs in industries. Basically, it says you don't employ expatriates until you find out that there are no Sierra Leoneans who can do the job, and you develop Sierra Leoneans to do those jobs. We should consciously create jobs for these people. We should also develop the private sector. There are lots of areas where these young people can learn entrepreneurship skills and so on. Then there is also the big problem of urbanization, people moving into urban areas. That is still going to stay with us, but at least you can develop rural areas and let some of them stay in there and do certain things, develop agriculture, develop various things. So there is a whole mass of things. It's a complex thing, and developing an employment for youths is a massive thing that cuts across all the sectors.
Wow.
And we should have a very conscious effort to develop that.
And one way I look at that is when we try to actually decentralize, we don't keep everything down in the capital city, like you're talking about, creating opportunities for them up in the provinces, wherever they are.
Yes.
Let the opportunities be there so that if they come off school, they'll be able to get something there to do. They cannot say, oh, because I'm now finished with school, there's nothing for me here to do, I have to go down to the urban areas.
I think so, David. If you bring a boy from the village and bring him to World Freetown, and he watches Manchester United play against Chelsea, he's not going to go back. But if you could at least let there be some rural electrification scheme in his village, and he can wash fins in the Cotbury, he can do certain things that, the basic things that people need, they will stay in there. And if you develop programs in agriculture, in various facets of life, and you could also bring fiscal decentralization to that country to make the local councils provide jobs and be able to use their own money to do certain things, I think that country will develop.
This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away. We'll be right back with our guest, Andrew Kiley. And when we come back, we'll be talking about the artist, what Mr. Kiley can do for that generation if given the opportunity to lead. Your super show, The African Beat. Let's enjoy Break Your Body Now by DXD from Ghana.
Wow. What a lady's there. What's up, Bazaar? Before I shall wow.
Challenge.
I said, my
Challenge.
People like to move, you know, so.
Challenge.
Okay. Let's go. You ready?
Here I'm on. Go, go. Yeah, I'm on some.
EXD from Ghana in Break Your Body. You know, when I started talking, I talked about the artist. I'm an artist, and I love music. I play music. I'm an actor. I'm a writer. You know, I do theater. I do movies, and I try to bring the name of Sierra Leone up wherever I am. You know, and we have discovered a lot of talents in that area in Sierra Leone. But Sierra Leone is one African country. I'm saying African country. I'm not even comparing Sierra Leone to Western countries. I'm saying African country that don't even have a national theater, don't even have an entertainment place where younger people can go and learn the arts. How are we expecting these people to develop? And when we get these big positions, we say, oh, don't worry about them. When we need them, we'll get them, because we give them so much money, and then they will sing songs, and they will do plays. They will sensitize people. When it's time for sensitization, they use them. Immediately after that, they're being dropped as if they do not belong to the community. How would somebody like you address these kind of issues if you're giving an opportunity to rule Sierra Leone?
David, there are so many things that appeal to young people. Theater, the arts, sports, and things like that. What has happened over the years is it's got politicized. I think we should make a conscious effort for these things which appeal to young people to build up their talent, to be developed. And that's what I will do. Commit some funds to it. Get the private sector involved in it. Make it sustainable. Don't just do it for political reasons. I mean, I recall years back, most of these artists used to sing, and they sang political songs, but they sang other songs as well. But they were allowed the latitude to sing and express themselves. Now, what has happened to most of those people? Things have got very politicized now. They put paid to stop certain people from performing, or bribe them, or made them get away from their profession or do something else. Talk well about politicians in power. Basically, these were the people who were used as a social movement to bring change in that country.
Exactly.
If they saw corruption, they sang about it. If they saw the degradation of something in society, they would sing about it. But now there tends to be some control of these people, which is not good. I will allow them the latitude to be able to express themselves and certainly be able to sponsor them, like you were mentioning the fact that we don't have a theater.
We don't have a national theater.
National arts and culture should really be developed.
We should not think about or continue putting square pegs in round holes like we have. We have a whole ministry of culture, wherein people that are leading those ministries don't even know about what they're doing there.
Well, in fact, people don't realize it, but when you develop those things, it even impacts positively on the economy. Because if you imagine you develop culture, right? You developed ecotourism. You develop things that will appeal to people, that will singularly say, this is what makes somebody a Sierra Leonean. People would want to see that. And that will be part of developing our tourism. It's not just people coming and staying in hotels. So we have to think out of the box about some of these issues. And if you look at the Ministry of Tourism and Culture, it's one of the least funded ministries. Because we just don't take those things seriously.
Exactly. Well, I just want to hope that if you have that opportunity, because you are talking to us right now and they're listening to you, if you have that opportunity, you will make the change that is necessary.
David, that is something that I will certainly do.
All right. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here in Washington. My guest today is Mr. Andrew Kamo Kiley from Sierra Leone. He's vying for the flag bearership of the opposition, Sierra Leone People's Party in Sierra Leone, and eventually wants to be the next president of that country. All right, let's get back to music. We'll be back and we'll be talking about his book, Ponder My Thoughts, when I come back. And right now, let's take a song by the late Oliver Ngoma from Gabon, and this is Bane. Beautiful song there, Bane by Oliver Ngoma from Gabon, coming to you from the African Beat on the Voice of America. Now back to my guest, who is Mr. Andrew Kiley and the author of the book Ponder My Thoughts. Let me just give people a little insight of this book. It says the book is an anthology of weekly newspaper articles written on various facets of the political, social and economic scene in Sierra Leone. It captures many of the issues affecting the daily lives of people in Sierra Leone. It provides a critique of political and governance issues, sometimes providing a detailed analysis of problems encountered that will provide guidance to the reader on the problems confronting a developing country like Sierra Leone. So now, Mr. Kiley, let's talk about your book. What actually drove you into writing this book?
Well, David, 10 years ago, from 10 years ago, my late brother, who was a newspaper editor, I worked with him for some time, and I got interested in writing and wrote a weekly column. But then I stopped. About 3 years ago, I started writing regularly, and it's really writing on the social, political, and economic scene in Sierra Leone. It touches on everything from unemployed graduates to the economy to politics to religion. And it's basically what I see happening in Sierra Leone on a day-to-day basis. It wades through all of these topics. It's the fact that I'm interested in what is happening in the country, and I would like to think I have good literary skills, and I put pen to paper. This is just a collection of all those articles I've written for one whole year that I've put together.
Can we just hear an excerpt from the book, one of the articles that you wrote in there?
Yes, for example, one of the articles is our graduates. So you can't read, write, or speak. This is really talking about the quality of the graduates now, because if you cannot do that, you're not ready for the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And it's an article. Let me just read something from it. Many graduates cannot even write application letters well, and their resumes are filled with glaring spelling mistakes. I recall the story of a manager at a parastatal I worked for on contract, who will always blame his secretary when some spelling mistakes or incomplete sentences appeared in his reports. "This girl fool," he will tell me in vexation. When this got to the secretary's ear, she secretly went to my office, got out the original manuscript, and announced with glee, "Now, him right answer, this man pass mark." sometimes I mix humor and satire in my writings, but it's a serious issue.
It is very,
we have
very serious.
Graduates who cannot even express themselves.
That's true. That is so true. And yeah. Let's look at another area of what you've written in that book.
I'd like to talk about the grassroots.
The grassroots.
You know, it's a serious issue because, as I mentioned to you, 70% of youth are underemployed or unemployed. But they're used by politicians as grassroots people. They used to wreak havoc on society. They used for violence. And it's a serious problem. And it's called the grassroots should not be fed grass. It starts with saying a grassroots movement is often driven by the politics of a community. Grassroots movements are often at the local level, as many volunteers in the community give their time to support the local party. But by its very nature, it is fiercely resistant to central control. I recall the true story of someone in Bo who wanted to be a political supporter of mine. "Mr. Kiley," he said, "I have listened to you a lot, and although I went to Bo school, I'm a big fan of yours." Because I went to CKC. "I formed a grassroots movement for you in Bo. When are you coming so we can embezzle together over some drinks?" After an incredulous gasp at the thought of embezzling, I answered politely that I would not be coming to Bo soon. "Oh, this grassroots business."
This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. That's just the way we do it. Bringing in that. So the person actually wants you to come so you can embezzle.
Yeah.
So
I think his vocabulary was limited. He had heard of embezzlement, and he said, "Oh, Mr. Kiley, when did they come so that we go embezzle together?" I said, "Oh, no, I'm not coming.
I'm not coming to embezzle." All right. Yeah. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. All right. We'll be right back with our guest. And with that one, I want to just leave you laughing there. Let's take another piece of music, this time from Togo. And this is Guetta by Tufan.
Alo lady, freestyle. Yeah. freestyle. Yeah, 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 mama, mama, mama.
Swear me.
Hot African beat playing for you. I am David Vander here in Washington, together with my guest author Andrew Kamau-Kiley of the book Ponder My Thoughts. Yes, beautiful one there. All right, you're not going to be embezzling my African beat. There's no way I'm going to allow that. Okay. Do you think a book like this could be used in schools to help the children understand? Because in as much as you're using some humor in there, there's a lot of education behind it.
Mm. David, if you look at the topics that I write about, it's not only topics like this. I write about failed state index, A Tale of Two Countries. I write about In Defense of the Bosco Kondo. I write about OGI Citizens Report, Who is Fooling Who. I mean, it weighs in teenage pregnancy, pregnancy with expectation. It weighs decentralization quandary. It weighs in every facet of life in Sierra Leone. So I think it's very educational.
And you said this is the first volume.
Yeah, this is the first volume, which was written from stuff that I did in 2013. I've got the whole of 2014. I've got almost the whole of 2015. So I've got more volumes to come. But I was impressed by somebody I know from, I think it was in California, a Sierra Leonean. He phoned me and said, "Mr. Kiley, I read your articles all the time and I use them in my lessons with my students to teach them how to write." And it's basically mixing humor and satire and with facts and wading through issues that happen in a typical African country.
All right. Well, if people want to get your book, how can they get it? How can they locate it? You know, we're in this part of the world and everybody will definitely need to get a book like that.
It's on Amazon. It's sold by Amazon.
It's sold by Amazon. So yes. you can contact Amazon and you'll be able to get your book. All right. Let's leave the book a little bit. You are in the opposition, Mr. Kiley. How prepared is the opposition to take on the next elections coming?
I would be very honest with you to say at the moment we are fractionated, but we are in the throes of a peace process. And I think that peace will finally prevail in the opposition, SLPP. When that does happen, I think we'll be a very formidable force to fight the 2018 election. But there are problems that we're facing, both internal and external. And I'm more worried about the external problems of interference into our party, the slow wheels of justice. For example, we have two court cases that have been festering in court for the past 2 years. So those are some of the challenges that we're facing. But I would say that we're trying to put paid to those challenges and be prepared for 2018.
Wow. I hope time will be of essence to you people, because
yes.
Time and tide wait for no man. If you don't settle what you have to settle now, then definitely you are not going to make a headway. Sorry about that. But anyway, you're going back, and some of these young folks will walk up to you. Mr. Kylie, we had you on the radio, and we're looking forward to you to do some of the things that you said, and we want to be part of your kind of movement. Why should they trust you? Even in your party now, why should they trust you to give you the flag bearership? And do you think if they give you that flag bearership, you'll be able to take the party to victory?
David, it's a very good point you brought forward. I like your use of the word trust. In fact, in the speech I gave at my fundraising dinner a few days back, I talked about hope and trust. And trust is very important. A lot of people will come and say, oh, I will change this, I will do that, I will do this for young people. But who do you actually trust? I believe that they should trust me, because I've got lots of experience in that country, over 38 years. I've created jobs. I'm a partner in the largest engineering company in Sierra Leone. I've got a farm in my own village. I've worked in the business sector. I've worked for parastatals. I've created jobs. I know what does matter. I've been involved in the training of young people. These are issues that I can talk about that are very tangible that I've done. So it's not just talking the talk, but walking the walk. And I think they will be more inclined to follow somebody that has actually been there, done that, rather than somebody that just comes and says something in very flowery language.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Don't go away. There's more where this is coming from. And this is your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. That's the way we do it. I'll be right back. I'm David Vandy.
I see the world we are living in. No man is an island. We all got our own dreams. And we all got the chance. I see the chance to achieve it. If we do believe it. I say, please don't give up now. Say yes, you can do it. Oh, we all know nothing good is gonna come easy. So do ya just be strong and work hard. One day you'll make it. No matter what you're going through, face your dreams. Do ya, don't run away. Believe that tomorrow's gonna be a brighter day. Please don't give up now. No matter what you're going through. Face your dreams, do ya, don't run away. Believe that tomorrow's gonna be a better day. Please don't give up now. You can be a lawyer, you can be a doctor. No matter what the dream is, you can achieve it. If you keep that dream alive, alive, dream alive. I'm keeping my dream alive, alive. No matter what you're going through, just keep that dream alive. A life, dream alive. I'm keeping my dreams alive. A life, please don't give up now. Just keep that dream alive. You can achieve it if you believe it. No matter what the dream is. If you want people believing you, you gotta believe in yourself. If you want them trusting you, you need to trust in yourself. I say, please don't be afraid. Afraid of the challenges you face. Just be ready, ready, ready all the time for you to win the race. We all know nothing good is gonna come easy. But just be strong and work hard. One day you'll make it. Me,
I believe in my dreams, and I know for sure that I can do it. I'm lyrically, physically, mentally fit. I stand up tall and I know easy to defeat. You can achieve it if you believe it. No matter what the dream is, yes, you can do it. If you keep that dream alive, alive, dream alive. I'm keeping my dream alive, alive. No matter what you're going through, just keep that dream alive, alive, dream alive. I'm keeping my dream alive, alive. Please don't give up now, just keep that dream alive. You can be a lawyer, you can be a doctor, you can be a teacher, a tailor, and a trader. You can even be Okada man, you can even be Poda driver, hey, you can even own a Poyo bar, you can even be a fisherman, oh, 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 oh. You can even be a policeman, you can even be a soldier man, man, hey. You can be a city council police, you can even be a prison officer, hey, hey. Play football like Kwame Kalon, you can even produce music like Samba Richie, hey. You can even be a big businessman, a big bomber like Mosire Fadika, hey. You can even be a politician, we not go chop with money and they give you stories. You can even own a mobile company, we're reliable like. So please don't give up now, you can do it. I say please don't give up now. If you keep that dream alive, alive, dream alive. I'm keeping my dream alive, alive. No matter what you're going through, just keep that dream alive, alive, dream alive. I'm keeping my dream alive, alive. Please don't give up now, just keep that dream alive.
People will say, we want to pinpoint on something that Mr. Kylie has done, that by the time you say, who is Andrew Kylie? Oh, yeah, Andrew Kylie of so-and-so. What can people look at you and pinpoint and say, this is Andrew Kylie's work?
David, quite a lot. I would not, if I want to talk about it, I'll talk about it endlessly. When we went to Freetown, we managed the National Power Authority. I worked there. We managed them on a World Bank contract. I've been chairman of NASIT, which is a social security scheme. I know what I did there to develop NASIT. I've been chairman of Ecobank, which is a Pan-African bank. I'm a board member of so many institutions. I'm on the Chamber of Commerce that looks at private sector institutions. And I'm a partner in one of the largest engineering companies creating employment for people. And besides that, my wife is a teacher. She's a school proprietress that has a school with over 1,000 pupils and over 100 teachers. So we're constantly providing employment as a family to people. I provide employment in rural areas because I've got a farm in my village. So these are things I'm well known in, not only in political circles, but in other circles in Sierra Leone.
And,
so I don't need to be introduced.
And how best can you walk across the aisle?
I'm a very flexible person. Flexible not in terms of not having, not believing in something, but flexible in terms of reaching out to people. That country is a divided country along tribal lines, along political lines. I think we need to heal the divide. It's also divided along age lines. The old people and the young people, the old people look down on the young people. The young people are restless and want to get to power or do certain things. I think I do understand this. I can straddle the divide and walk across and work with various people, be it across religious lines, political lines, or tribal lines. I think that is my forte.
Sierra Leone is hoping to be declared Ebola-free. We know that for the last 18 months, Sierra Leone has suffered, including other West African countries. But Sierra Leone is where you have been, suffered inflicting damage from the Ebola epidemic. People have died. We've lost personnel. We've lost specialists. Today we have thousands and thousands of orphan children. We have survivors that are still looking over their shoulders, that have been stigmatized. But we're all looking forward to this big day where the World Health Organization will say, okay, Sierra Leone has gone through this and now they've been declared Ebola free. Can you throw some light on that?
Yes, Ebola is really something that caught us napping. And David, if you are in that country, you will get scared with people dying, medical personnel dying by the day, people dying in both rural and urban areas, and the fear that went through people. I think we are ill-prepared for it. It showed the fragility of our health system. But later on, I think we gathered ourselves together, communities got involved, and they sensitized, the international community got involved, and they set up isolation centers. Lots of money have poured in. They set up, government set up NARC, National Ebola Response Center. And there are lots of things happening that are positive on the Ebola front, to the extent that by the end of the week, we would have gone 42 days without any incident. But it's been a very slow trudge, and it's been very, very painstaking. It's been very, very difficult. But we need to learn from this, because our health system is fragile. A lot of people died from other diseases apart from Ebola, and we need to learn and develop our health system.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much, Mr. Andrew Kiley, for being my guest on the African Beat today. But just before I let you go, in just a few words, what would you say to the people that you're expecting to take your hand and lead you to lead them?
Well, I think I would like to tell them that the opposition SLPP is a viable party. I would like to tell them that we'll put pay to our problems, and we'll sort it out, sort things out, and have unity and peace in that party. But for leading the party, I would like to put myself forward and say I am the best option of leading that party, because of what I've mentioned, not only for young people, but in addressing the myriad problems that we have in that country with our economy, with our natural resources, with stamping out corruption. And I am someone that has walked the walk and talked the talk in that country. And I've got things done. If given the chance, I will try to bring Sierra Leone back to his glory days.
All right. Thank you so very much, Mr. Andrew Kiley, my guest for today. He is a politician. He's an author. He's written his book, the volume one of Ponder My Thoughts. And like you had him, volume two and three are just around the corner to be released very, very shortly. So keep your eyes open for that. And anytime you're around, you're most welcome to stop by our office here at the VOA. And definitely we'll welcome you back into our studios.
Thank you, David. Very much appreciated.
All right. The African Beat on the Voice of America. And now let's take a song, Survivor, by Nasser Ayoub from Sierra Leone. And we're dedicating this one to all survivors of Ebola in Sierra Leone and across the other two West African countries like Guinea and Liberia that went through the same difficult times. I'll be right back. I'm David Vandy. Let's enjoy Survivor right now by Nasser Ayoub.
As I'm standing in front of you, I've been a victim too. Lord knows I cried so hard, 'cause the pain wasn't easy, true. I never wanted this for me, so stop pointing fingers at me. Oh, if I be no no, I fall down, take certain precaution. That way I don't know, I end up on this situation. Please don't point fingers at me. I can be your brother, be your uncle, be your papa. You can be me sister, be me auntie, be me mama. Please don't point fingers at me. This life is too damn hard. For some people want to make it more hard. They call it Ebola. It's the headline all over. Please don't judge me. Please don't point fingers at me. 'Cause I'm not a virus. I'm only human. As I look around, all eyes on me. I don't even get no family. Everybody died through Ebola. This sick kid don't really, really mourn. but I still survive. Every day I thank the Most High. I know better pass you when the world don't die. So Papa, I thank you for the life. Please don't judge me. Please don't point fingers at me. Cause I made it. Yes, I made it. Mali to Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Guinea to Liberia. Every day we cry for our lost souls. Yeah. Ebola make we lock all we borders now. We know the EVPs are in our brothers now. Everything is so confusing. Yeah. I lost my mother and so I was quarantined. 21 days trusting up the quality. For they alone, the house with no family. And now I can't for deal with this society. Please don't judge me. Please don't point fingers at me. Cause I'm not the virus.
I am a Sierra Leonean.
I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor.
With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I want to say thank you one more time to my guest of the show today, Mr. Andrew Kiley from Sierra Leone. And as I go, I'll leave you now with Ebola, We Can Overcome by Artists with One Voice, dedicated to all my people out there in Sierra Leone. And as we pray that tomorrow will be declared Ebola-free in that country.
What a silent killer, raging so hard in West Africa. Women and children dying, see the strong men wiped away in West Africa. Children dying, see the strong men wiped away in West Africa.
Sitting by the ocean shore, looking across the waters, is all hope gone? No, no.
I know we can overcome, so we calling on the world to lend a hand of love.
Whole world hears your cries, and Africa, we are listening to your pain and suffering.
Children die in mother's cry, said the father's sigh. No more tears to cry.
Painful one is a pain for all. Don't step aside. Hear I cry.
Ebola, what a silent killer, raging so hard in West Africa. Children dying, see the strong men wiped away.
Fondali masada ndema andi basisoro jangaruju membo ni tempo ibola imalon jangaruju bale dini nye fala mobaye fala biwo sungru nye fala kamarun kende nye fala jangaruju membo ni tempo ibola mbadinu jangaruju baleo Dini nye fala wo, mobalu ye fala eh. Anyambulu di nyoma, Afriki dinu, ka ibola kele.
Tunamane a peu, très peu de tout, tout ce qui arrive. On ne sait rien de tout, ebola, ebola, tu sors d'où, on te dit de disparaître.
Still smiling even when the sun is smiling back at us. Cause we know that one day Ebola will leave and Rainbow will come out and dance with us while we don't grieve no more. Say bye bye to the pain, our homeland will regain. Now help me sing along to the song Beautiful
Just the
rain.
Other day as I watched the news, I saw an older man up before his wife and leaving a woman to be a widow. And I saw a little girl forced to become a cheap parent, all because of Ebola. Ebola way. Whoa, 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 whoa. Ebola. Yes, what one away? Yes, what one away? Jay, I want it, yes, why, yeah. Ebola come,
conscience infected. We've gotta show them love, sweet love. Take a stand on protection. Don't let Ebola take a bite.
It's time for...